Thank you for calling HealthNet Community Solutions. For your convenience, interpreter services are provided for free. To continue in English, please press 0.
Para continuar en español.
If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
To speak to a professional about a current mental health crisis, press star. If you're calling to complete your health risk assessment for medical seniors and persons with disabilities, press the pound key. If you are a member or someone calling on behalf of a member, press 1. If you are a provider, press 2. For help with enrollment.
Are your questions today around eligibility, claim status or authorizations? With Availity, you can save time and get many of these answers at Availity.com. Check out availity.com.
Do you need an interpreter over the phone right now? Connect directly to interpreter services. Note, this will exit the provider services queue. For telephone interpretation, press 1.
Please select from one of the following benefit options. For dental, press 1. For behavioral health, press 2. For transportation, press 3. For all other inquiries, press 4. If you are calling from a provider's office, please enter or say your NPI. I think you entered 15785321123. Is that correct? You can say yes or press 1. Next, please enter or say your tax identification number. Next, please enter or... I think you entered 77050102. Is that correct? You can say yes or press 1.
Okay. Are you calling on behalf of
Comprehensive Cardiovascular Medical Group Incorporated?
Is that correct? You can say yes or press 1. What is the subscriber ID number of the member you're inquiring about? You can either say or use the keypad to enter the number. Please use the appropriate corresponding digit for the alpha character. I think you entered
9017370042.
Is that correct? You can say yes or press 1. Please enter the member's date of birth. If using the keypad, please enter 2 digits. I think you entered
June 16, 1961.
Is that correct? You can say yes or press 1. Otherwise, what is the home address zip code for this member? You can either say or use the keypad to enter the number. What is the home address?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
What is the home address zip code for this member? You can either say or use the keypad to enter the number. If you are calling about
Brenda, Rush.
Is that correct? You can say yes or press 1. To better direct your call, at any time, you can say agent. Which would you like? Say claims or press 1. Benefits or press 2. Eligibility or press 3. If none of these seem correct, say other or press 4. To repeat this message, your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Please hold while your call is transferred.
Hello, thank you for calling Health Net Providers. This is Evelyn. How can I help you today?
What's the name? Can you spell out? Evelyn Flores, EVE Elwigan.
Okay, Evelyn. Yeah, hi, Miss Evelyn. My name is Luis, and I'm calling you from the provider's office of Comprehensive Cardiovascular Medical Group. And actually, I have one patient, and I'm looking for the claim status. So, can you help?
Sure, can I assist you with that, Luis? Can I have the initial of your last name before going on?
Yeah, it is D as in Delta.
Thank you. I want you to provide a text ID if you don't mind.
Yeah, it is 770-500-102.
Thank you. And you mentioned it's for comprehensive cardiovascular, right?
Yes.
Okay. And can you also have a good callback number, please?
Yeah, it is 718-304-7355. Direct line, no extension.
That is 718-304-7355?
Yes.
Got it, okay. And here to continue, can I please have the patient ID?
Yeah, the member ID is 901-737-04 as an alpha.
Thank you. And what is the patient full name and date of birth?
Rush Brenda. And the date of birth is 6/16/1961.
Sorry, can you repeat it one more time? It's
6/16/1961.
Okay, 16. Thank you. This is just a routine question. Do you know if the member has any other coverage besides health med?
No, it doesn't seem like as per our PMS data. Yeah, actually the patient has High Desert Medical Group.
Oh, but that's a medical group, not another coverage. Besides that, is there any other coverage like Medicare, Blue Cross that you see?
No, it doesn't seem like that.
Okay, then let me just double check.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we also do not show any other health coverage on our files either. So with that being cleared, we can move on here with the member's claim. What is the date of service and blood amount you need to verify?
The bill date of service is 12/6/2024 with the bill amount of $240 even.
Can you repeat me the date of service one more time? It's
12/6/2024.
Okay. 12/6/2024 for $240. Do you have general claim status or do you have a specific question?
Yeah, I have. Actually, there must be more than one claim, and one must be denied as a duplicate, but I'm looking for the original claim status.
Okay, so let me go ahead and look this up and verify that information. I'll put in every fold around 3 to 5 minutes, and I'll bring it back with you, okay?
Okay, sure. Take your time.
Thank you. Just a moment.
Kadvilakki.
Appreciate my holding. There have verified in all of our files available, and it looks like we don't have any claim on file with this total billed amount. We do have claims for the date of service, but not for that billed amount. So can you please verify if we are looking for that billed amount in a specific, or if it's a date range?
Okay, so like, can you tell me like, if it is for the different bill amount, like, so it is from the our facility or from the different facility?
For this specific facility, we don't have any claim for comprehensive cardiovascular.
Oh, okay. Just a moment. Okay, and let me just confirm the mailing address, which is P.O. Box 989736, West Sacramento, California 95798, right?
Yes, that is our mailing address, but only for corrected claims.
Only for corrected claims, okay. Because the thing is that for this claim, like we have, like priorly we have submitted this claim to the BFMC, but they are denying this claim by stating like member doesn't fall under the 30 miles area, which is the common denial for the high desert. So hence we have submitted the claim with, you know, denied EOB with from the High Desert Medical Group on this mailing address. So like,
So if that's the first time you're submitting the claim, then that's incorrect. You have to submit it to our new day's mailing address because it's the first time we're going to receive it. And we don't have anything on file yet.
Oh, okay.
You should be able to be using. Should go to the P.O. Box 9020, 500 mm-hmm. Missouri.
9050, Farmington.
9020.
9020, Farmington, Missouri. Okay, M.O.
Zip code is 63.
Uh-huh.
640.
Uh-huh.
Dash 9020.
9020, okay. Alright, just a moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and are you sure like you did not find any claim on the file for this date of service because
no.
Like we have submitted another paper claim on the same mailing address which you have provided around the month of like March.
Yeah, but I don't show any claim with that billed amount and that date of service. We do have decimal claims, but neither of them match with the name of the provider or with the billed amount you are providing to me.
Okay. So is it from the Adventist Health?
Adventist Health. I see one that is from Adventist Health Bakersfield, but the total billed amount under that claim is $109,000, so it doesn't have anything to do, I believe.
Oh, okay, alright, no worries. Okay, alright, no worries. Let me just resubmit this claim on the mailing address. And what's the call reference number for this call?
Of course, it will be ILN-Indigo dash 168.
Mm-hmm. 192. Mm-hmm. 927. Okay. Alright, so Ms. Evelyn, thank you for the information which you share with me and you have a nice day. Bye bye.
No problem at all, sir. Thank you for calling Health Lead and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day ahead.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.